Welcome to the Prolific Poles Podcast. This is your host, Lisa Tomey. Today we welcome Tiffany Quadio, who is going to talk about her book, Dear Little Brown Girl. I ordered this book because I got it, Dear Little Brown Skin Girl. I think I said that wrong. I saw this on Instagram and I'm like, gotta have this book. And I absolutely love it. Being a poet, and I typically do poets on the podcast. I'm like, well, it's a children's book, so it's probably poetic. So I'm really happy I got it. Welcome, Tiffany, to our show.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here. And Tiffany, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from? And
sure. Yeah, so I'm Tiffany. I am originally from New York, Long Island. And born and raised there, went to school up north as well in Michigan, studied abroad for a little bit, and now I live in southern Georgia. I am a mom of two. I have a six-year-old daughter, two-year-old son. I'm also a military wife. My husband's a chaplain in the Air Force, and I'm a doctor of physical therapy by profession. So I also treat children in the pediatric setting as a physical therapist during my work week, and my latest title, accomplishment, achievement has been to become a children's book author. And so that's exciting. Yeah.
Well, I wondered if you were military because I was reading your biography and I'm like, this must be a military wife. I was brought up in the military, so I know about those frequent travels. Mm-hmm. So definitely. In fact, I just learned that my niece's husband's going to be doing Air Force ROTC in Iowa City. So he's active military, active Air Force. So yeah, you never know where you're going to live, but it's always a wonderful adventure.
Yes, quite an adventure.
Have you ever thought about writing a book about being a military kid?
I haven't yet. We are fresh. So we are kind of like 2 years in. It's not been like 15, 10 year stint yet. And so we've had, you know, one official move. The journey or the surprises of it are the TDYs and some of the shorter, you know, times away that just kind of spring up on you. But I haven't. I do know another author who her book is called I Move a Lot and That's Okay. And so she wrote that from, I believe she was a military child. And so she wrote that from that perspective. But maybe there's definitely space for it. I do like to write about my experiences in life, whether it pertains to my children or myself. And so my upcoming books, you know, revolve around me and my life and experience for children. And so maybe that's a good idea.
Tell us about this wonderful book, Dear Little Brown Skin Girl.
Yes, you're holding it up. I was so happy that you have a physical copy. That's awesome. So Dear Little Brown Skin Girl is my daughter's experience with coming to understanding her brown skin. When she was four, she was in a preschool and the school was filled with more white children than brown. And so, you know, we never had any issues with her having white friends or friends of any other ethnicity. It just so happened that where we live, that was the dominant color in her school. And so from that, and then from, you know, little girls, all of them wanted to be a princess. So she had taken to Anna and Elsa and many of the other princesses she saw on TV and in the stores. And she began to have an issue with herself. She wanted to have straight hair. She wanted to have white skin. She wanted to understand why she was different. And so the book came about as a way for me to, I poured into my daughter, of course, before the book came out. But as I was pouring into her and thinking of the overall experience, you know, God just gave it to me on my heart. And he said, you know, more children need this. As I'm pouring into her, I need to pour into more children and affirm more children, specifically children of color, brown skin girls who, you know, navigating this life is going to be a little bit more challenging for them in various ways. And so that's how the book came to be. I didn't, you know, I was just a physical therapist by the day, and I did not sit down and say, I want to be an author, but the experience made the book. And then once you're an author, it's like game over, you know, then tons of ideas come your way and you have more to share and more to give. And so, so that's the journey I'm on right now, but that's how it came to be.
Yes, as I was reading through it, you can really feel like your daughter had a lot of say into the book and a lot of her experience, you know, about trying to paint herself white and that. And, you know, I can't only imagine because I wouldn't know what it's like. And I think it's so helpful to read this book so I can understand what kids go through, you know. I'm fortunate. I know people of all different cultures, so I'm making a point to get to know them, but I'm not living in their skin. And this gave me a better idea what that, you know, gave me a glimpse of what that might be like to live in, you know, having brown skin. You know, I'd have no idea. And I read this book, it really was an awareness, you know, for me. I think that everyone should read this. You know, I think it's for, you know, every race to read. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love what you said about that specifically, because with the title, it's automatically like, okay, well, it's only for brown skin girls. And I've had several white friends purchase it for their white daughters. And like you were mentioning, any other race, and awareness is key. You know, you only know what you know. And sometimes we act a certain way because we don't know. And once we do know, then we have a responsibility to then act different or to do something about it, you know? And so for my daughter and for other children, they should feel safe in their skin. No matter what skin, you know, you come into this world with, you should feel safe and secure in who you are. It's, you know, this the book, of course, it's entitled Dear Little Brown Skin Girl, but our overall perception of the world, our overall view of safety and who we are, it's, you know, it's beyond the skin. It comes to the person. But this is what we wear. This is what people see. And so sometimes I mentioned that in my book, you know, people may judge you before they even know you, how we are in our skin, what we bring to the community, to the table. They're automatically going to see what is on the outside first before they know our character. And so it's important for our children to have a healthy understanding of what they see needs to be valued. When my daughter sees a white child, an Asian child, a Spanish child, they're all important. They're all valuable. There's, you know, there's nothing wrong with them, and there's nothing wrong with you either. And so it creates a level of respect, understanding, and of course, what we all are trying to make, you know, in terms of the world, just a better place for the future generations, for there to be more unity and harmony and being okay to just be who you are, be yourself, without having to feel like in order to get somewhere or to achieve something, you have to look different, sound different, or be different. So I love how you said that. It is definitely for everybody.
How are you doing with getting this word out? I want everybody to know about this book. So how's that going for you?
It's going, you know, there's a funny reel out there where, you know, it's like you write your book and it's like, yay. And then there's that, the hard work begins, you know, there's that realization like, oh, you're just getting started. When you publish a book, it's just like the stamp of approval. And then you've got to go and distribute and disperse it out. And so it's going okay. I believe that it comes in its cycles. That initial rush when your book is first published, I believe I was, you know, a lot more busy than getting it out. And then you kind of drift and, you know, you get back into life and your book's here. And so I'm still figuring out how to best market and stay busy with it while still having a work-life balance, family life balance. But it's going well. I think the biggest thing for me is just to show up in every space, like with your podcast opportunity. You just never know, you know, who's going to see what, you know, the things that you're doing and where you're doing it. I never take any of these opportunities for granted or think that, you know, they're not useful or beneficial. And so I try to stay active in Clubhouse, sharing. I am going through a second edition of my book. This is my first edition. It is not in hardcover. And so the hardcover second edition is coming out with the like activity portion. And so I still have my books. My books are still on Amazon, et cetera, but I haven't done as much because I know, okay, my second edition is coming out. And so I want people to have more access to the second edition. and the benefits that come with the whole compilation as opposed to just the first book. So I haven't been as marketing as I should, but I show up at pop-up shops. I show up in different spaces to share my book, to show my book, to read my book in schools, the library, wherever, you know, I can be. And I am on a journey to also sell my books in bulk. And so I'll be reaching out to bigger organizations, not just schools, to really get my book out there into the hands of as many families as possible. So my work is cut out for me, I'll put it that way. But I'm doing something every day towards it. Some days, I feel like I'm doing more. Some days I feel like I'm doing less. But every day I try to show up in some way.
Yeah. I was at a writer's conference on Saturday, and the name is not coming to me who the author was, but she was a Black author who writes children's books. And I really gained a lot by what she had to share, and also did make it universal. And I think that, one of the ways that this type of book could be beneficial is, like, there are probably children's book clubs, like where parents, read different books to kind of determine, what would be good for the children to read for, school, or even curriculum. I could see this being in a curriculum, to promote it. And one of the things that we do in our publishing is that I've got a couple authors that started putting book club questions in their books. And I could see a discussion guide to go with this. You're talking about activity, and even a discussion guide for kids to have a little small group discussion about what they think about the book and what could kind of stem from that. There's all kinds of ways this can go. I'm really excited. I get chill bumps thinking about it because I'm real excited about it. I can't tell, but yeah, I'm really thrilled about this book. So you're going to be working on a hardcover. Are you working on any other books?
Yes. So I get a lot of questions about Dear Little Brown Skin Boy. I get a lot of moms or parents who say, what about the boys? I would love this for. So I know that the need is there for boys as well. And so I'll be working on that. I just have to think outside of the box. Since my son's not old enough, he hasn't had a lot of experience as a brown skin boy yet. And so I have to just gain from the experiences of my community and harness that in a story, in a book, in a message that will be vital to our children. So I'm working on that. A through Z, going through the continent of Africa, is coming up next. My husband's from West Africa. We've traveled there as a family several times. And so bringing that part of my journey experience to books and to just having children understand all of the countries in Africa and the continent will be fun. And so that's coming up. And then I likely will do an A through Z for South America. I lived in Argentina for a year, my sophomore year of college, and I have Spanish as a second language. And so South America is a place that's also dear to my heart. And so just wanted to share that as well. And I have one last book that's on the editor's table. It's about finding your voice. It's more poetic in nature. It's shorter, but just for, kids struggling with being confident, struggling with just being able to use their gifts, and struggling with that dynamic of school. When they get in school, they tend to kind of pull back and get more reserved because there's so many people. And so just encouraging children to just, be who they are, similar to Dear Little Brown Skin Girl, but a little bit different in terms of the dynamic of the story. And so those are some of the things I have in the works.
Busy, busy person. Tell me about the illustrator. The artwork in here is exceptional.
Yeah, it is. Cameron Wilson is my illustrator. I do not know him personally. I went through more like a done for you publishing. It's still self-published, but they get the illustrator. They do all the editing and everything else and get your book set up to be produced. And so Cameron is, I believe, their main illustrator, and he's awesome. He illustrates for, I believe, mainly books for children of color. And so that's definitely his gift. And he just did a phenomenal job. I mean, when you have an illustrator, you have to tell them, you know, exactly what you want. And he really just brought it to life with the illustrations. I have no complaints. And the front cover, I didn't even know what the front cover was going to be. That was just something we pulled from the book. And it just fit perfectly in terms of, you know, what it is. And so Cameron Wilson, he's the illustrator. He did a phenomenal job, hands down.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's that relationship with the illustrator for them to really understand your book is priceless. It really is. Okay. Are you doing some traveling with your book?
I have not traveled outside of my state yet for any kind of reading and things like that. I plan to. Thank you for speaking it into existence. I plan to read it, and I also just plan to be in more of a platform of speaking. I believe the book is one element for the readers, and then I believe that there is another element of, you know, just being able to speak and, you know, get feedback like you were mentioning. So I have a goal to, you know, be in a public speaker space with the book and with not just younger children, but older children as well, who can still relate to some of the dynamics of this book, but might not necessarily pick it up and read it if they're like 14 or 15, but it's still very applicable to them and what they're going through. So.
Well, the message in there applies to any age. I mean, I can read this book and pick up some, you know, tips for myself about, you know, feel good about yourself and that. So I think we could all use that. And so, I find it to have some universality to it. Yeah, I could see it in church platforms, talking to, Sunday school teachers, educators in the public school system. If you can get a podium at the Teachers Association, I think this could really, I really want this book to go places. So I think it really could. So better take a staff with you.
Yeah,
fasten your seatbelt. This book is definitely going to go places. I really believe that. And the hardcover, that's just going to be priceless too, especially because, as we know, kids read books over and over again. You know, a good storybook like this, they're going to read it over and over again. And this is an important book to read over and over again. So, and I do have all your social media links. I have been loving your Instagram and you and your daughter get on there and do all kinds of fun, lively activities. And so I would encourage people to pop on your Instagram, and I'll put those links into the show notes so people know where to go to find you.
So thank you so much.
But Tiffany, is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you'd like to share?
I mean, you've really, I think you've covered everything. One thing I always share when I sign my books is to always embrace who you are and never be afraid to shine. I believe we all have light in us. I believe we all have our gifts, and we're all made to shine in these different spaces. And so if this book has taught me anything, even though it's for children and for, you know, my daughter, like you were mentioning, it's a lot for me. I've done a lot of internal healing. I've done a lot of just, you know, breaking generational things that happened in my life, et cetera. And so, you know, I'm really learning how to embrace me as I am and to not be afraid to shine, to not be afraid to be in these. I don't have a speaker's background. When you come into podcasts, you don't know what you're going to get asked, et cetera. But sometimes when you put yourself in these spaces, you're able to grow and you're able to tap into different areas of yourself that you wouldn't have if you don't give yourself the opportunity. So for anyone in the audience listening who wants to be an author or has an aspiration of any sort, you know, just get on that stage, get in the seat, and, you know, just be ready to share who you are, you know, and don't be afraid to do that.
Yeah. Green. So here we have it. Thank you so much for coming to the author talk.
Thank you.
Tiffany Quadio, and beautiful book cover, beautiful book, audience. Get out there and get you one. It's available on Amazon. And y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Blessed day.
Thank you. You too. I really appreciate it.